Chapter 3. What Codependency Is and Isn't. An acquaintance explained how much he enjoys being a husband and father. "I suppose that makes me codependent," he said apologetically. "No," I said, "it means you like being married." When it comes to codependency, some people are confused. They may associate codependency with rabid boiling fatal attraction behavior, or they confuse codependency with psychosis, borderline personality, or obsessive compulsive disorder. Some people think codependency doesn't have anything to do with them because nobody in their family drinks, or they're not being abused. Or they think recovering from codependency or adult children of alcoholic issues means they get to blame their parents for everything they, the children, do. Recovery isn't about pointing fingers. It's about taking responsibility for ourselves. Some people call codependency a sign of the me generation, another excuse for selfish people to continue putting themselves first. Some people believe, incorrectly, that recovering from codependency means they have to get a divorce. Or they're afraid that codependency recovery behaviors will conflict with their religious beliefs. Others think detachment means becoming cold and uncaring. Those are misconceptions that don't come close to what being healthy and functional means. Or, like my friend, people mistakenly believe codependency means enjoying marriage, which couldn't be further from the truth. I understand the confusion. I devoted an entire chapter to defining codependency in Codependent No More, and classifying it is still challenging. People often define it by the behaviors they engage in. Codependency is being a caretaker. It means being married to an alcoholic. I cling to people, glob on to them. I walk into a room and am immediately attracted to the sickest person in it. While these can signal codependency, they are only part of what codependency is.